If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today we have an interview with Audrey Lingle from the Vanderpump Rules reboot. Audrey has definitely been one of my favorites on this new cast so far, which, as you know, I've been giving it a chance. And at this point in the season, Audrey has found herself increasingly at the center of the drama. She's hooking up with Chris and she's feuding with Angelica. And those, of course, are also overlapping things. So it was fun to get some time with her to follow a lot of these sort of interweaving threads that she's a part of. And you'll hear me mention this in the interview, but the cast also did just tape their reunion the other week. Andy hosted it at Sur. And I think it's one of those technicalities where, because this is technically Vanderpump Rules season 12, it's not season one of a reboot with a different name, as many people thought the show should be. They're getting a reunion. Even though it feels like it's the first season of a Bravo show getting a reunion, which is never normally the case. And I feel two ways about it, because I also think that not having a reunion for a first season show can sometimes fuel the beginning of a second season in terms of drama, since so much of it remains unresolved after not sitting down with one another at the reunion. And I think that also helps to carry over viewer interest in seeing how that drama does continue. But nonetheless, Audrey got into a bunch of topics as they relate to her first season on reality TV. So if you're watching Vanderpump Rules, which it seems like a lot of people are, because I do always see it at number one on Peacock, keep listening and enjoy my chat with Audrey. Watch the show on Bravo Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, or stream it next day on Peacock. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. I want to gab. All right, today we are gabbing with Audrey from Vanderpump Rules. She has found herself at the center of the drama right now, and it's a great time to be talking to her. So, Audrey, it's great to meet you. Thanks for being on. How are you?
Oh, so nice to meet you. Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. Lots of interviews today, but I'm just like so excited to be here.
Part of the new reality TV experience for you is a media day like this. How has the whole thing been going?
Oh my gosh, it's been such a roller coaster, but I'm just having the most fun. It's also so silly. Like, this is my life. So I've just been having so much fun, honestly, day by day. It's been great. I can't go.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, going into this reboot for Vanderpump Rules, you know, but from the minute it was announced, there was skepticism and there was some negative feedback by a lot of viewers who, like, you know, became very attached to the original cast. And I think that there's, in some people's eyes, like, you could probably never win. But, you know, just from my own experience of opening Peacock every single day to watch my shows, Vanderpump Rules is almost always the top Bravo show in that top 10 of shows. And so I'm curious from your perspective as somebody on the show, what's it like sort of dealing with some of that skepticism from like kind of longtime Bravo fans, but then also knowing the show's a success?
I mean, it's so valid. Like if I had watched a show for 10 years and they canceled it and then did the same exact thing with a whole new cast, I would also be like, who are these people? But I think that it has been such a good example of how we can do it. And I think that it's just a different DNA. Like it is the same, it's the same blueprint, different DNA and different people. We all have our own crazy lives going on. We're all back to struggling with being, you know, in our early, late 20s and like being broke and trying to make it in LA. So like we relate to them more than I think, or I think fans think. And if they want to watch us struggle and try and succeed, then they can. But yeah, we all love each other. And so I think it really, that really does make all of the difference. Like we really are friends and we really do fight even off camera. So
are there any current off camera fights happening?
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
Okay.
Plenty. I think a few people have seen some on social media. So
yep. What is the group chat breakdown of this cast? Like are how many exist? How many are you in right now?
So there's one group chat with all 10 of us that I know of. I'm also in one with like Natalie Venus, but like that's our own little thing, I guess.
Exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive. But yeah, the group chat's pretty positive. It's pretty positive. It's kind of like updating everyone. We all like will chat in there after we watch each of the episodes and like debrief a little bit.
Okay.
There's some negativity because of the recent social media stuff. I have not responded to any of it, but some people have. Some people have said like, hey, don't vibe with this, but you know, everyone is going to do what they're going to do at the end of the day. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys also just filmed a reunion. Andy posted about being at Sir with you guys. And it's unusual, actually, for I know that it's not the first season of Vanderpump Rules, but it's unusual for like a cast's first season to get a reunion. So it's kind of a nice benefit for you guys kind of coming into this. What was that like? And what was sort of number one on the list for you to bring up or to get it to address?
I really wanted to address Angelica and like the social media stuff. I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's nice. I think that that was something I really wanted to get off my chest. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I also think that I was able to speak my mind about a lot of things that happened in the second half of the season that, you know, I was able to process and, and come up with responses after I saw the episodes. Also, you know, after watching all the episodes, you see things that people are saying behind your back that you didn't even know was said. So then it's like you have to take that information and like either change how you feel or, you know, come up with be able to stand up for yourself. And so I think that that was kind of a shock seeing the second half of the season, some of the things people were saying. So I was excited to go into the reunion. I was fired up. I was ready to say my piece, put people in their place. And I think a lot was said and done.
Right now we're seeing you and Chris, you're romantically involved and you just told us on the show that you have both slept together. So you've kind of taken that next step in sort of deepening that connection. But we see also that you're expressing, I think to Venus, that because you just slept together, you want him to show more. You want him to kind of go deeper with you. So can you like just elaborate a little bit in terms of like what your mindset was sort of going into this trip with your friends and, you know, as it relates to Chris?
I was excited. I was excited to go on the trip. I felt like it was an opportunity to get away and get to like have some one-on-one time and maybe have some of those deeper conversations. I think we did. And yeah, I just got nervous because I think a lot of my relationships previously, it's just a pattern of like, you know, you hook up with someone and then it's like, okay, they either bounce or, you know, now you guys have to have the conversation of like, what is this? And I think we were both at a place at that point in time where we both didn't really know. Right. And so I was just kind of in my head like, oh gosh, like I think he's gonna bolt, or I think like, you know, his comments are kind of more physically based instead of like emotionally based. And so I was kind of getting worried that that was his main focus. And so, yeah, I kind of started spinning my brain a little bit, and I guess we'll find out if I was right or wrong.
Okay. So it sounds like you were kind of like almost thinking like not worst case scenario, but you were sort of like not assuming the best that in the, terms of the direction
getting,
it was going.
I think I was getting reminded of past situations.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I was just like thinking, yeah, I was thinking worst case scenario. I was thinking that, you know, his behavior is showing that like he doesn't necessarily want something serious. And for me, like sleeping with someone and hooking up with someone, that's like the start of being serious. And so I just wanted to make sure we were on that same page, because it was getting a little bit foggy of if that's what he wanted or not, or if he just wanted a fun hookup. And for me, that's not what I was wanting. So,
Yeah. And he's saying, you know, in his confessionals all season that he wants similar to what you're saying, like something deeper perhaps, but you know, as a viewer, I think that his actions don't necessarily reflect that. Like, I think he's saying it, but he's not necessarily acting like that. You know, I'm sure you do know that, but
I know.
that comes across on the show. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it did, especially watching back too. I think I was able to, you know, I was in it and I was in the moment, and you can only like see so much, especially when you like someone, you have like rose-colored glasses on sometimes. So like,
totally.
I think I just was unsure whether those rose-colored glasses were like fogging my judgment. And so I just wanted to get more clarity.
Okay. And where were you on the OnlyFans of it all? Because obviously that's about to blow up. But like how much?
Oh, yeah.
It was no secret that him and Jason do OnlyFans and help one another do it. But I'm curious what you knew about what that actually looked like and entailed. Like, had you done your research before?
So I hadn't watched the videos.
Okay.
Yeah. And for me, I felt at the time that we weren't in an exclusive relationship. So for me, it was kind of like opening a wormhole of seeing things that when you're seeing someone but not dating them yet, like they could be seeing other people, and it's not necessarily normal to know that unless you guys have that conversation, much less watch it. And so for me, I was like, okay, that'll be a conversation that I will have with him if we get into an exclusive monogamous relationship.
Yes.
But for now, I want to get to know him as him. And I don't necessarily want to see these things that he made before knowing me and make judgment, because that's just not how I operate. That's not how I was raised. And so I think for me, I just had I had trouble with everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You can support the OnlyFans. You cannot support the OnlyFans. Yeah. You can like it. You can dislike it. But if you have a negative opinion on it, keep it to yourself. Like, you don't need to openly judge. You don't need to openly embarrass. You don't need to openly spread hate. And so that was my whole thing. I wasn't like trying to be ride or die OnlyFans. I think I was just trying to like say, hey, you don't need to say it like that. You can just be quiet. Like, you don't keep bringing this up to try and embarrass someone, especially someone that you're not even trying to get to know romantically anymore. You made that very clear. So for me, that was my point of view from it. And I was going to cross the bridge of watching it or, you know, having a deeper conversation with him about it when the time came. But I felt like that should have been my decision.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like with online dating, like there's so much information about whoever you're matching with or talking to. And there's such thing as TMI. Like, go in and let it, you know it exists, right? So it's not a secret, but it kind of felt like Angelica was trying to like get between you and Chris by putting this out there. Maybe as did you read it as sort of revenge or payback for Penis Pump Gate, as I'm calling it?
Everyone's calling it Penis Pump Gate. I love it. I think it was definitely her way of getting back at Jason. I don't necessarily think she had anything. I don't think she was trying to get in between me and Chris, or like, I don't really think she had anything against Chris until he called her a bitch. But she was being a bitch. But I think she was trying to kind of get back at Jason because of the whole back injury thing.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, Jason's a puppy dog. Like, he's kind of like stupid sometimes because he can like speak before he thinks, but he's a puppy dog and he didn't intentionally mean to hurt her. Like, they were doing jujitsu and she unfortunately had a back injury. And I just felt like it was kind of low to then use that as like, you know, a way to get at him when like my intention was just to tell her to like laugh about it and make her feel better about the Jason situation. And I think she took that and like,
got it. Yeah.
He was super revenge.
Well, we saw your sit down after Shane's screening and it felt like she like,
yeah,
wasn't really hearing where you were coming from. You know, it just kind of felt like she had her own view of why she did this or why she repeated it or the story she was going with. And
yeah,
like coming out of that conversation and then going to the trip, and we saw you at the hostess stand with her. What was the vibe between you actively at that time? Was it just like kind of frosty? Was it avoid each other?
Non-existent. I made myself very clear. I was going to be cordial. I wasn't going to be negative, but I wasn't going to be positive because to me at that point, you're my colleague now. You're not necessarily my friend. You've forfeited the right to be my friend by doing that. And for me, if she had apologized and taken accountability, then I would have been like, okay, let's try this again. Because at least I know you can take accountability and you understand that you were in the wrong, or at least can see where I'm coming from. But she was definitely committed to misunderstanding me. And at that point, yeah, I can't do anything about it. Like, I know where I stand. If you don't feel remorseful or like want to try and fix it, that's your prerogative. And so I told her, I was like, I'm not. And the whole thing at the host stand with Kim, it's like, she asked me how I was feeling and I said it. Like, I'm not a fake person. I will tell you to your face. And she said, I think she even said, like, some people usually have the decency to talk shit behind your back. Well, I'll talk shit to your face. Like, I'm not, this is how I feel. I think I was saying, like, you know, just what I just said. She just wasn't trying to understand. She wasn't able to understand. I wasn't putting her down in any way. But yeah, she was standing right there. And I think she should have heard that.
It's funny because I was totally flipped. Like, decency to talk behind somebody's back, I feel like what people usually request is say it to my face. So, which is what you did. You said with her right there. So I don't know. I think you did your part in that.
Thank you.
So it's safe to say that that Angelica is not going to be an older sister that you look up to anytime soon.
No, I think that two things can be true. I think that we can coexist without negativity if she stops the negativity, but that also, I think it can also, we can also be cordial without being friends. Like, I think two things can be real. That's ultimately what I would want, is just to like be able to be normal without having to have this like weird tension. I don't know if she's capable of that. I guess we'll see.
So obviously, you know, looping it back to you and Chris, not to spoil too much in terms of what's to come in the second half of the season, but it feels like you guys have a good thing going, but obviously there's like all this noise happening like right next to you. So how much are we going to see that sort of impact what you two have going? Again, whatever you can say or tease about it.
One thing I really appreciate about Chris is that he doesn't let any of that noise kind of affect him.
Oh, good.
Him and Jason are both that way. And you'll see it as the season unfolds, is they wear that. Once it was out, at first they were like shocked, because I don't think they necessarily thought it was going to be such a big deal, which is like understandable. But they both are so confident and they wear it on their sleeve and they say, hey, this is me, go subscribe. You know what I mean? So like,
they were
really good about not letting it affect them. And I think I apologize for even saying it in general. And I was like, look, this wasn't my intention for it to like get out like this. This is why I said it. This is how I said it. And they were very understanding. And so for me, I really don't think it affected us at all, and that was something I was really grateful for, because I was worried it was. I think that's where maybe her whole male validation thing came out of, because I was worried that it was going to affect our relationship. I mean, I just said something that I thought was private, and now he's probably gonna be mad at me for saying it. And he was actually very understanding, and I think that was helpful to our relationship. It showed me that he was able to like not take offense. He was able to listen to me and like understand where I was coming from, even if he maybe didn't like it very much. He was still able to like communicate with me with grace and like mm-hmm. not just like jump to like anger, which I really, really appreciated.
What kind of terms are you and Chris on now?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Are you good? Are you good, whether it's romantic or friendly? Like, is it is
always
there bad blood?
Okay. I love those boys. Always, okay. always good. And whether it's romantic or not, you guys gotta wait and find out.
Okay. Okay. It's funny because I feel like Jason, Chris, and then Angelica, like they weren't part of this sort of like couple years old friend group that you have been a part of for so long. Like they're like right. newer additions.
Yeah.
And so it's been interesting to watch sort of how them being added has like really affected this longer standing group. You know, it's been it's been kind of chaotic with them added to everything.
Yeah, I think that the boys came in really shy at first, but I think they opened up and we like all got to see their personalities. You can tell within at least a few weeks if someone's a good person or not. Mm-hmm. And they were just good people. Were they annoying and stupid sometimes? Yes. But they were good people and they mean well and they are just silly boys. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're like 30-year-old silly boys and maybe they should be a little bit more mature for their age, but they're just silly boys.
Audrey,
living their best life.
we watch Bravo. There are silly boys in their 40s. So I think they
so true. So true. I think for my sake, I would have loved for them to be.
Yes, absolutely.
But I love them and they are so endearing and they mean well. And Angelica definitely stirred the pot. That's all I gotta say about
them. Okay. Branching out a little bit, what's your and Kim's relationship like? Because I feel like there's sort of this, like, I think you maybe even called it out, like there's a sort of a newfound loyalty to Angelica that she seems to kind of have. And even on this trip, we see like you and Natalie, and then we see, you know, Kim, Angelica, and Demi in the other room. Is that like a preview for what's to come in terms of like a divide in the group? Is it more fluid than that?
I definitely think once Angelica came in and there was kind of that riff, it was kind of interesting to watch how people reacted. Because like for me, I only saw it one way. And like for me, if like other people agreed with her, I was kind of like...
Red flag kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of like, what? And so I don't know. I think Kim and Demi were definitely like tiffing with Natalie a lot during the time Angelica showed up. So it was like an opportunity for Angelica to get closer to them because they, you know, were at a point where they didn't even want to be friends with Natalie anymore. And so I think that when Angelica came in, they kind of like took her under her wing. Mm-hmm. And I am always with Natalie 24/7. That is my girl, ride or die. And so I think that they saw that too. And we don't have any negativity. Me, Kim, and Demi, I think we're close, but we're not like, we're not how close they are with Angelica or how close I am with Natalie.
Okay.
Because I think there is kind of that unspoken, like, it's not negative, but it's just kind of like an unspoken, like, yeah, like loyalty kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I necessarily relate to people that are friends with people that I don't relate to.
Listen, I mean, I think there
are
certain friendships where if they're friends with somebody that you're not friends with or you don't like them, that is fine. But sometimes that person is so.
Yeah. And Kim has reached out to me. Kim has reached out to me multiple times and said, like, hey, I know there's a lot going on, but like, we're good. And I'm always
nice.
Like, yes. Thank you. Like, we are good. And I always want to be good with her and Demi. Like, I think the best. I just don't know how, like, close I can get to them. Or, like, I don't think my brain would allow me to get...
I'm going to tell them certain things.
With this other stuff looming. Hopefully, when this other stuff is, like, squashed or taken care of or we can come to a conclusion, then that door can open up again. And I think they feel the same. Hopefully, they do.
Okay. And then so going off that, like, what are your current thoughts on Kim and Marcus's relationship? Like, what will it take for them to sort of either commit or go their separate ways?
I mean, I think Kim and Marcus are always going to be back and forth.
Okay.
That's just kind of their love language at this point.
Sure.
I think they both love each other. I think they both need to work on themselves. And sometimes, in my opinion, you can't really maintain a relationship when there's still so much individual work that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. However, I think that they do a good job at trying to commit to doing that. You know, I just think that if they took some time and like really focused on themselves and came back together, it could make a big difference. But I really do think that they're committed to trying. And that's okay. One thing, you know?
So you're in their corner. You're rooting for them as a couple.
I'm in their corner. I think that Marcus needs to get his shit together in the way that he kind of talks to her sometimes. Like, I'm not in support of that. That is like not okay. But I'm always for love and romance. And if they do really love each other and they want to make it work, I think they can. I just mm-hmm. think maybe they should try some different tactics. Okay. Like the things they've been doing maybe haven't been working. So I think maybe they need to just like
go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, go back to the drawing board, mix it up a little bit. Like eventually they'll get it right. Hopefully.
Okay. Last little like a couple minutes here, you know, looping back sort of the beginning of our conversation, I'm curious what your relationship was like with the show before you were on it. You were working at Sir, yeah. The show existed.
I hadn't seen it.
You had never seen it.
I hadn't watched it. I obviously knew what it was, but I hadn't watched it. Only
that's
because
amazing.
At some point I was like, I am on this. Like, I don't really want to try and recreate something that is already so iconic. Like, if this is going to happen, then I need to be as authentic as to myself as I possibly can be. And so I definitely didn't want to watch it beforehand. And that's what I did. I've been working in restaurants since I was 15 years old. I was like, okay, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to be me. I'm going to not take any shit, handle situations as I see fit. And it's going to be filmed. And that's a cherry on top. But I didn't want to watch because I didn't want to mimic anything. I did watch after we wrapped filming.
Okay. Okay.
And it was just...
That must have been trippy. That must have been trippy because of some of the similarities to those early years. It's like, whoa.
It was so trippy. But I get like everyone's crazy.
TV. Yeah.
It is like the most, like, one of the most iconic pieces of reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
This. Mm-hmm. And so I think I had two emotions. I had the emotion of like, oh my God, I love this so much. I think that this is amazing. I'm so excited to be even like related.
Yeah.
Something that was so big and so like entertaining for people to watch. And then I also had the side that was like, wow, I'm so proud of us. Like, I really didn't think that we tried to, or that we did do anything that was like necessarily recreating what they have done.
I don't think you have either.
I've been saying this all day, but I think we have our own. I think it was the same blueprint. We had a different DNA, you know, we have different people in the same building, but it was like night and day.
I think I would agree with that. I think that you guys have done, again, there are such high,
yeah.
As you said, it's such a high watermark. And I think you guys have really, we're only, you know, in the middle of it. You're delivering a really solid season of TV. And so I think you should feel good about that. I think that you not watching it is like maybe one of the smartest decisions you could make. Honestly.
Yeah. I don't know about the others, if they did or not. I want to say most of them had.
I mean, it was so pervasive. So I think it's like rare that you had not seen it, which is
great.
I think
everyone thought I was kind of crazy for not watching it.
I don't.
But I don't know. I just didn't, you know, it's like knowing the answers to a test before you take it. It's like, okay, well, you're obviously either going to like ace it in 5 minutes, then it's boring. You know, I was like, I just want to like make up my own.
Oh, yeah.
Make up my own multiple choice.
No, I think that it's like, I don't listen to any other Bravo podcasts. I don't want to subconsciously steal any ideas. You don't want to subconsciously recreate something that you didn't intend to recreate. Like, it just, that's a really smart way. Well, Audrey, this is really fun to get some time with you. I know it's been a long day of interviews, but I really appreciate it. And I'm excited to see, again, you're at the center of it right now, the rest of the season, how it unfolds.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And keep up with all things Gabbing with Gabe at Gabbing with Gabe on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gabe is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs.
Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.